This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm trying to say this politely, is to lower the rhetoric based on division. Stop appealing to the less healthy side of society.
That was Joe Biden, a.k.a. Captain Demento, giving a speech. If you see the video, you hear it in his voice.
The rhetoric and the society and what he sounds like a punch drunk boxer. He sounds like Muhammad Ali when he was at the end of his life. That's what Joe Biden sounds like. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks for being here. That nothing's cut here. By the way, you see the video? It's far worse. It's far worse. He has a blank stare in his eyes, and then he kind of turns away like he's looking for somebody to give him a cue. Hold up a sign. Please, give me the word. This is so sad and so pathetic. But you know what? That is the state of Democrats, and I don't feel sorry for them. Not one bit. Democrats have tried my entire life to make me come over to their side, or convince me that wrong is right and right is wrong, and they've been doing it to a generation of young blacks. And you know what? It's gonna take some powerful things, some powerful moves, to get things back. But we get up every single day. I'm so proud of the team that helps me put my radio show together, that writes over at theblacksphere.net. I hope you go over there and read some of our articles from time to time. The team that is trying to get us bigger and, farther distribution than we had and than we've ever had on radio and everything else, and I hope you would participate in that. The team that's helping to build our movie site, the team that's promoting Bleeding Blue, and the team that's going after Black Lives Matter every single day, the team that is pushing back on this stupid 1619 nonsense, and I could go on. That's what we get up every single day to do. And it isn't because we're getting rich. We're not taking our PPP money and buying Lamborghinis, I tell you that. We've all got very reasonable lives. I mean, some of us are living below the reasonable lifestyle. But we all get up and do it every day, day in and day out, with a smile on our faces. Because I know that there will be a reward for the work that we're doing. And if it means leaving a world that's better for my kids and grandkids, fine. That's great. Great. That's all. If that's all it means, that's all it should mean. It's all it should be. I mean, we don't have to. I mean, I'm not looking for riches. I'm not going to decry them. I'm not going to. If something happens and it makes me wealthy, I'm not going to decry it. God knows, my family, we have been great stewards of little and done for many. And I'll even go as far as to say this. As far as man's judgment goes, we've earned whatever riches we get, because we've helped thousands of people. Not dozens, not hundreds, thousands. I know this. So, I'm not bragging about it per se, because, I'm not going to go into detail, but I know this. We get up with I tell my family all the time, we have a servant's heart. It's the way we teach our kids. When I talk to people, when I'm trying to get them to come into my company, whatever place that we're going to place them, the first thing I'm looking for is, do you have a servant's heart? Because this is not something that you're just going to come in and, woohoo, look at all the money we make. I've got a young man that works with me. I don't say works for me, works with me. And we were talking about, the type of business he could do. This is a guy that he's brilliant. And he sold a company not too long ago for seven figures. And we were talking about this project that we were going to do together. And he says, Kevin, we could do this project easily and we could make a fortune. But he goes, it would be like selling snake oil. And we both concluded We're not doing it. We're not doing it. It wouldn't feel good doing that. And would the people be hurt on the other end? No, but it would be like me saying to you, I'm going to sell you a junk product that isn't going to work very long, but you're not going to be mad at me. You're just, you know, you'll do it. We went, no, not going to do it. And I'm telling you, we could make millions of dollars. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. This story may sound like I'm trying to be self-serving, but I'm telling you, we could put this business together. And within a month, we would be bringing in $100,000 easily a month of profit. And we both said we will not do it because it violates our moral core. That's the kind of people I have working for me. And I'm proud to tell you that. But let me tell you, these leftists, they don't care. They will lie. And they, it all because of, you know, they feel like it's going to get them more. This is a perfect example. Is this WuFlu? Let's just play the first clip. Oh, you know what? Let's do the because I mentioned earlier in the first hour that I was right. Let's do the mashup. This is a mashup of the mask debate.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole other level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pestilent mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
Welcome back, everybody. I predicted this. I told you guys. I said they were going to separate us because of masks. It would be those that wear them, those that don't. It became another divider. Why? Because none of the other things are working. They can't separate men from women. They can't separate blacks from whites. They're trying. They're trying. But now, guess what? We got a new one. And as I told you guys, we're going to win this mask war because of a very small few people like myself who said, I'm going anywhere I want to go without a mask. You find me and watch what happens. And, of course, I laid out the strategy for attorneys at corporations that said, hey, look, you better be thinking about this differently because you're going to get sued. And businesses, you're going to get sued because people are going to be doing it. I talked about it the other day. People are going to be using the mask as a reason to fall out in your stores. You better wake up and see what's going on. I was right about that, and I was right about WuFlu. Back in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to play a clip from a doctor who tells you just how bad, how deep the cabal goes when the Democrats decide that they are going to implement a strategy. And his doctor, by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So this doctor, he says, look, I did a video, the Facebook Live or whatever, got a lot of coverage, and I got contacted by the medical association who said, how dare you tell people that this hydroxychloroquine with the, what's it called, azathioprine or something like that, and zinc works or whatever else. And I'm just telling you, the left, they get it. They tell people, okay, doctors, you go after the doctors. Lawyers, you go after the lawyers. Judges, you go, you know, whatever. They think it through to the level of intimidation. They think it all the way through to that. But what they don't think about is human nature. They don't think about the people that put them in office. So they're propagating this lie that, you know, hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. We got to have a cure. We got to keep people on lockdown. So I'm going to talk for the next few minutes about this, but I want to just play a few clips just to show you how bad, how much This is a ruse. I've been talking about it, and I think you may be starting to believe me. I told you the other day, guess what? First, you know, breaking the line of the defenses of the left was when all these stores went, you know what, we're no longer going to enforce the mask mandate. Really? So it's a mandate, but you're not going to enforce it. You want to know why they're not going to enforce it? Because they legally can't, number one. And number two, you have said, I'm not going to let you enforce it. A few of you did, like myself. And I'm look, I'm going to definitely pat myself on the back for this. I told you guys I wasn't going to wear the stupid mask because, as far as I'm concerned, it identified the sheep, those that are willing to go get in the firing line, and those who are willing to get out into the country, pick up a rifle, and go to battle against this country if necessary, and willing to put their lives on the line. You know, it became, I mean, get this. It is brave of me to not wear a mask. That is so ridiculous. Kevin, hey, I don't know, man. It's brave for you to... Brave for, to do what? To walk around looking like a human being versus a criminal? Or an invalid? There's nothing brave about that. The only thing that says Kevin Jackson's got a little common sense. He's not going to be misled over the over faulty data. I published a thing on tuberculosis. You should be more afraid of catching the uncontrollable strain of TB than you should be about catching this nonsense. We didn't wear a mask for that. We didn't wear a mask for H1N1 and a host of other things. Are you kidding? You want to wear a mask because you've chosen to wear a mask? I got no problem with that. None at all. I want to be very clear. If you choose to wear it, that's one thing. When the government tells you, or store tells you, in order for me to give you service, in order for you to come in here, you need to have a mask, that is now telling me you're treating me like a second-class citizen. You're trying to manipulate me into going in the direction you want me to go. And you know what? I'm too smart to be manipulated. I'm not going to be on your plantation. I'm not your slave. And I'm dang sure not going to put myself in your prison. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute because Andrew Bocelli, he talks on it. So the first thing I want to do is I want to play this, this clip of the guy, the doctor, who said what he went through by just telling you the results of a treatment that he gave to his patients.
And then I got on a Facebook Live video that in about 2 hours reached 100,000 people. And I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get some repercussions. Sure enough, I did. The board came calling and they said, you said that hydroxychloroquine works and you're basically a public menace. We want to know who you treated. You said you, at the time, it was really early on, I said treat 3 patients. And I had to provide all the records, all the information. I was very intimidated, as you might imagine, because, you know, I have to practice. You know, I have to feed my family. I love what I'm doing, but, you know, I'm not independently wealthy. I was a little bit afraid. I really was. That lasted about a day. At that point, you know, again, as Simone, as Dr. Gold said, we've got to do the right thing for the patients. And at the time, I wrote a bunch of letters saying, I'm not going to let my patients get on vents and ECMO. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow it to happen. I'm going to treat them. I don't care. Well, suffice it to say, I got reprimanded. I'm still in a process of negotiation with that whole thing. But as Dr. Armstrong said, I'm really not afraid. I know I'm doing the right thing. I've treated a number of patients. I won't tell you how many because then I'll probably have to provide records for all that. So for the purposes of this statement, I'm going to say I treated 3. Okay. So the fear of reprisal is the reason why we're in this place right now. Docs don't want to do this. There's a fear of reprisal. I was very worried about it, and I can tell you all the people who believe in this medication, who believe in early treatment, feel the same way. They're really scared to go forward and treat patients because they don't want to lose their medical license, and that's a big deal. So the intimidation is amazing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. He said something very profound, the fear of reprisal. Ask yourself, what's the fear of reprisal for a cop doing his job these days? What's the fear of reprisal for a professor who dare go against the norm, the grain of leftism in his university? What's the fear of reprisal for a K-12 teacher who dare hold children to a standard? You understand the intimidation factor? Is it us? I don't know how you feel. If I work in corporate America and somebody says, look, our process is dangerous, I don't want to go after the whistleblower. I want our company to be safe. But you know what you better have when there's leftists involved? You better have a fear of reprisal. Let me ask you this. Do you have any fear, as conservatives listening to my radio show, of going and talking to another conservative about your views on Trump, a particular policy, how you feel about him in general, how you feel about any political situation we're currently having? Do you have any fear of reprisal? Because I'm going to answer for myself. When I'm speaking politically with conservatives, I have zero fear of reprisal. I don't think, boy, they're going to leave me. They're not going to be my friend. If this gets out, I don't know what's going to happen. Zero. Ask a leftist if you have any fear of reprisal. Did you vote for Barack Obama the first time? Oh, yeah, yeah. What about the second time? Did you vote for Hillary Clinton? Did you vote for Trump? Did you switch? Ask a leftist if they can have open and honest dialogue with their side of the aisle about that. Ask them about building a wall. Ask them about abortion. Ask them about LGBT issues, black and white issues, whatever. Is there a fear of reprisal? Ask any of them, are they willing to go and get down into the dirt with the BLM and Antifa and tell them, hey, look, guys, I don't agree with you. All lives matter, or whatever. Because let me tell you something, folks. That's how you get killed on the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's up to the Justice Department to make the legal determination to delay the presidential election in November. Pompeo responding to a question by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
The Department of Justice, others will make that legal determination. We all should want, I know you do too, Senator Kaine, want to make sure we have an election that everyone is confident in.
The comments coming after President Trump sent a tweet early on Thursday where he floated the idea of possibly delaying the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. A senior administration official, though, telling Fox News that the president is simply raising a question. Herman Cain has died at the age of 74 from COVID-19 after spending weeks in a hospital following the diagnosis. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President George W. Bush is paying tribute to the late civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis.
John's story began on a tiny farm in Troy, Alabama, a place so small, he said you could barely find it on the map.
Bush also saying at the memorial service in Atlanta that Lewis always believed that hate and fear should be answered with love and hope. The government says the economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The gross domestic product shrank by nearly 33% from April through June as the pandemic had most of the economy shut down. But financial analyst for Bankrate.com Greg McBride explains, while worrisome, that one-third drop in activity is on an annualized basis.
Economy shrunk, still an epically bad 9.5% during the quarter, which, if maintained for an entire year, equates to a 32.9% contraction.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we played this clip of a doctor. He did a, in the previous segment, and he did a Facebook Live, and he was talking about hydroxychloroquine working. And he says it wasn't long before the board came calling. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So he goes, they came calling. And who have you treated? You need to provide records. And here's what was one of the most important parts of what he said. He says, I was afraid because I still got to feed my family. See, people think he's a doctor. He must be throwing down tons of money. He's got it all together. Oh, he's paying for medical school debt. I mean, he's got massive malpractice and all these other things that he's got to be aware of. And now he's got his own organization who knows this. They know how much time he's put into building that, into getting his degree, first of all, and then into building his career. And they come and they give him a fear of reprisal, which is what we talked about in the previous segment. He goes, I'm not independently wealthy. I was afraid. But here's what he said. For about a day. And then it hit him. You know what? I better stand up for myself. I better not be a bully. I'm going to go back to school tomorrow, and I'm going to punch that bully right in his nose. Because if I don't, this is the way my practice is going to be forevermore. He says, I'm going to treat my patients. And he says, yeah, I've been reprimanded. I'm in the process of negotiating that whole thing. I don't know who this guy is, but we need to be behind him. We need to be the ones going to his medical board and threatening them with malpractice. Not him. He's saving lives. He's on the ground doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's about to get penalized for it. This is what happens to the real whistleblowers. We talk about whistleblowers. A whistleblower is a negative thing. You know, he's a whistleblower. Whistleblowers are not negative. That whistleblowers are people that say, something's gone wrong here. People are dying or losing their money or whatever. People are being taken advantage of. And I'm going to be the person that has the moral fortitude to come forward and tell you about it. And we look at him and, oh, snitches get stitches, boy. You better watch out. Are you kidding? When did we become this kind of nation? Reprimanded. And I talked about a fear of reprisal. That's what these guys fear. And here's the deal. Over lies. Let me get the clip, the Florida clips. So here's what's happening in Florida. They've proposed this data. Here's how people are dying in Florida, coronavirus. And you hear the stories. We wake up every morning. The coronavirus deaths are now $1,350,000,000,000. You know? And you're like, whoa. And it's scary. All these young kids are, oh my gosh, it's affecting everybody. I could die tomorrow. Yeah. Getting hit by a train. So, in Florida, they reported these numbers. And I'll let you just hear the clip. There's two clips. They're relatively short. We'll discuss them. But this is the nonsense that we're going through over coronavirus.
A 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture. A 60-year-old man dead from a gunshot wound to the head. These are some of the deaths in Palm Beach County recently and incorrectly labeled as COVID deaths in medical examiner records. The I-Team reviewed a copy of the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner's COVID death spreadsheet. It has 581 deaths listed. All of them tested positive for COVID-19. But CBS 12 News noticed 8 cases in which the person died of something completely different, like Parkinson's or a neck fracture, and COVID was not listed as the cause of death. We wanted to know why they were still being listed as a coronavirus fatality.
I think it's completely misleading.
Rachel Eve has the same questions. She's a Palm Beach County resident reviewing the ME's records, and she found out of all of these cases, just 169 were listed as COVID-19 infections without any contributing illnesses. She thinks all of the others should be reported with more context, like comorbidities.
You learned nothing new there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You learned nothing new. Kevin, why'd you play it? I played it just to remind you. You've learned nothing new. You know these are lies. These statistics, these numbers are lies. You know this. What, Florida? What do you want? You want Kentucky? You want Texas? It doesn't matter. Every time one of these people gets listed as a COVID death, you're paying almost $40,000. That's why it's being done. There's an incentive for them to lie to you. Number one, monetarily. Number two, the Democrats want you to believe it's spreading like crazy, so they've thrown money at it. What do you think's going to happen? You think, oh no, the deaths are going down. Here's what's funny. The people that are being treated are going up, right? Deaths are going down. You get $39,000 every time you put somebody down for COVID because now you got to go through all this special stuff. They don't care how many people die. They care how many people they code with COVID. It's a money train. It's a money grab. And so here's Florida telling you, what, a neck fracture? Parkinson's? And it's coded. How much information about this do you need to know it's a ruse so you can take that stupid mask off if you don't voluntarily want to wear it? Because I'm not. But how much information do you need before you finally go, you know what, I think Kevin may be right. He could very well be right that this is not, we're not getting the truth about these numbers. You're not getting the truth about the numbers. They're never going to give you the truth about the numbers. Take the money away, and you'll get the truth about the numbers. Take the political aspect of it away, and you'll get the truth about the numbers. But you keep it the way it's going, more money. People need to bow it up. More lockdowns. More stimulus. This is nothing about money and manipulation. And if they can manipulate you now, let me tell you something. You think you're being manipulated, and you are, by the way, as an adult. You're being manipulated. Your children and grandchildren, particularly your grandchildren, because I know the average age of my listeners, your grandchildren are buying this nonsense. Fortunately, I will tell you this. I have raised kids that go, I don't buy your nonsense. My youngest son is a rebel. And I'm telling you, he will be part of the resistance movement wherever this thing goes. You're welcome, America, because I tell him, this is why I'm not going to. There are rules I will follow, and there are rules I will not follow. And this is a rule I will not follow. So that's clip one of Florida. But by the way, people, whatever those numbers, they said 581 tested, and she says only 169. Now, I don't even believe that number. But take that ratio, apply to everything COVID, and you'll have at least a better barometer of how many people actually have it. Take that number, whatever number of deaths, divide it by 4, because it easily, that's what it is. I think it's probably divide by 10. I don't believe there's been 20,000 actual COVID deaths, Wu flu deaths in this country. That's what I truly believe. And most of them were done in New York at the old folks' home where Cuomo killed those old people because it was costing him $1 billion to keep that many old folks alive. I believe he made a Democrat eugenics decision and said, you know what, we don't need them. They don't function in society. They're now takers. Get rid of them. Soylent Green. Anyway, play clip two.
That are not exclusive COVID, and we need to be giving people that information.
Governor DeSantis on Fox News this morning said after an Orange County motorcycle crash was recorded as a COVID death, Florida's fatality count needs another review.
You know, I think the public, when they see the fatality figures, you know, they want to know who died because they caught COVID. If you're just in a car accident, and we've had other instances in which it just was no real relationship that has been counted, so we want to look at that and see, you know, how pervasive that issue is as well.
We took our investigation to the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner's Office. Their operations manager took a look at the cases that we flagged and admitted they were errors. He says the staff is working to remove the erroneous deaths and says we should see an update in the next report that they release tomorrow.
Yep, he admitted they were errors. Oops, oopsie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Oopsie, we made a mistake. Oh, boy, I'm glad you caught that. Wonderful. Thank you for being, you know, attentive and making sure that we really knew what was going on, because, boy, who knew? Yeah, this is a ruse, folks. And until I'm going to talk about here, look, Melissa gets mad at me because she's like, you're lecturing. I'm lecturing you. I'm mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm frustrated with you. I'm frustrated because I can tell you 90 days ago, maybe 4 months ago, 3 to 4 months ago, hardly any mask. Now everybody's got them. I'm talking about in a heavily conservative area where I live, everybody's wearing these stupid masks. They see a sign on a window, you must wear your mask to enter. Oh, I did not realize I must wear my mask to enter this, you know, public place or whatever. And I look at that sign and go, hey, let me ask you this. How many signs have you actually read on a window up till now? I have to stop and visualize. I'll see places like a convenience store that will say, we've got cameras in our store. Okay, fine. Or they may have a special up or something like that. You blow past those signs. You don't even think about it. Now, you will stop and read a sign. Oh, my gosh, they require a mask. I better have a mask.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Not a whole lot of talk about that old livable wage these days, is it? Or the $15 minimum wage that they put into places like Seattle. A lot, in many places like St. Louis, they tried it, then they took it out quickly. Because they were like, this cannot work. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yep, not much talk about those things because they haven't been successful. The free market works really well. I talked the other day about Marxism and how it looks at the free market and capitalism, and people are so... And it doesn't look at the what people have created. Do you know the level of productivity that creators do, you know, give back to the world? I mean, I talked about the cotton gin. It just put a bunch of people out of business. It put slavery out of business. And it was part of the Industrial Revolution that occurred in America that completely revolutionize how things are done. Do you know how many trees we saved, how many spotted owls that got saved, and of course the whales, and I talked about this before, but really, capitalism, how much time did it give back for people to spend time with their family and their friends? You could actually do a job in a fraction of the time and sell your product, make enough money to go buy yourself, what is that? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's amazing how well these things work out. What capitalism has done. And the very people that decry it, a lot of these Hollywood leftists, capitalism built their industry. You know, put pictures on, moving pictures on a canvas, and they don't even get it. And it continues to innovate. People that they're worried about your ability to go vote. You know, we made the movies go to people. If you're an invalid and you can't get out of your house, a capitalist made it to where it can come right to you, right to your TV screen. You can't go visit somebody because you're in the hospital. Don't worry about it. Skype it, Zoom it, conference it. We've revolutionized things. They'll give you no credit. And all they want to do is they want to take from you. Here's an article. New York City's progress fighting the coronavirus, it could have been progress, don't look at me like that, is doing little to help retailers who say business in the city that never sleeps has become worse than anywhere else in the country. National retailers from Shake Shack, Applebee's, Cap Cellar Lids, say the Big Apple stores are bouncing back more slowly than even neighboring states like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, which were also hit hard by the Wu flu. The problem, sources say, is Manhattan, which used to be teeming with tourists and commuters who have largely stayed away since the Wu flu pandemic hit in March. Wealthy Manhattanites also have more resources and flexibility to escape infinitely to greener pastures like the Hamptons. Yeah, that's where the Cuomos hang out, is in the Hamptons. Yeah. The burger chain, so they said, the city's ghost town vibe has Shake Shack, which runs 162 restaurants in 20 states, reporting that its Big Apple store will take a longer period of time to fully recover from the other parts of the country. So let me interrupt there real quick and tell you something. I'd never eaten a Shake Shack burger. And I was in New York and, you know, Googling where to go, that kind of thing, where Melissa was. And she found Shake Shack and it said, this burger is amazing. So we were okay. Yeah, I was there to shoot some stuff for Fox. This is back in the day. So we go to Shake Shack and there's a line. I mean, it's a long line. And I'm by a police officer, just by accident. You know, he's in line. And I'm saying to Melissa, this is a long way to... I mean, there's 1,000 restaurants. I'm complaining. Restaurants in New York. Why we got to go and eat over here? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it says it's amazing. And the cop goes, it's an amazing burger. And I went, really? He goes, yeah, worth the wait. So we wait in this line, taking a step up. Go get a burger, Shake Shack. Absolutely delicious. It was good. Now, I've eaten at them since elsewhere, and they're not as good. New York, it was amazing. Everywhere else, it was okay. I actually prefer Culver's over Shake Shack. Not that either one of these guys is paying me money to say this, but the point is, it was really delicious in that one location. It was okay in others. And so I know the chain. And I know, here's what I'm telling you. The best one I've eaten at is in New York. And you know the one that's suffering the most? It's in New York, in Manhattan. One of its flagship stores, I'm sure. The burger chain made the statement on July the 7th, they said. It reported that New York City same-store sales for the week of July 1 had fallen 58% compared to a year earlier, steepest decline among all its regions. Sales in the chain's northeast and southeast stores, by contrast, fell just 24% and 32% respectively. Now, while Shake Shack didn't mention Manhattan specifically, Zane Tankel, who owns 35 Applebee's in the New York metro area, told the Post he reopened 18 restaurants in neighboring regions, including Brooklyn and Queens, but he sees no point and reopening his two Manhattan stores, not even for curbside pickup. Says, I drive around the city all day, and it was an easy determination to see that there's not enough traffic to open those restaurants. Yep. So he says, I think he said it was prior to the pandemic, the Manhattan Applebee's gave the location where his most productive locations, representing, get this, $25 million in revenue. Macy's, whose Manhattan flagship occupies 1 million square feet of retail space, is also concerned, they said. Ask how its New York City stores, which reopened on June 22nd, are performing compared to the rest of the country. A spokeswoman said it's too soon to tell, while noting that continued work-from-home trends means fewer commuters coming into the city, and the international and domestic tourism remains low. In other words, New York is a bargain right now. If you want to go visit, it's a bargain. You want to see the Empire State Building and not wait in long lines? Go to Statue of Liberty and not wait in long lines? Go do stuff. Get on the subway and go anywhere, probably not even get mugged? It's the time to go. Even the criminals are like, ain't enough people in there to mug. Not enough people to pickpocket. You can't pickpocket when there's three people on a train. Starbucks also appears affected, said Mark Kalinowski, restaurant analyst and founder of whatever, says, just 5% of its company-operated stores remain completely closed, even for takeout. The bulk of the closed stores, he said, are primarily located in the New York City metro area. You can't get Starbucks in New York. There's a Starbucks on practically every corner in New York. And you think I'm kidding? Let me tell you how Starbucks does New York. There can be a Starbucks literally within two blocks. Now, the blocks can be a little long, but within two blocks of each other. And they will have one on the right and one on the left. They don't even want you to cross the street. They want it to be so convenient. I don't know how many they have. I'd be curious. Can you guys Google that? How many Starbucks are in New York? Anyway, he says, it's not normal to see Central Park and Times Square empty, Kalinowski explained. Lawrence Berger, chairman of the sports cap company Lids, said he's been floored by the drop in business in the chain's two best performing New York stores, Broadway and Times Square, since they reopened on June 22nd. Foot traffic at those stores has been down 85% from a year ago compared to 20% average decline at Lids and 900 other stores that reopened around the country. Wow. I mean, that bodes real. That doesn't bode well for New York City, De Blasio City. Because let me tell you, the fallout of this is those people don't have jobs. They're idle. They're drawing unemployment. But that runs out. And then suddenly all the other factors come into play. I can't get what I want. Crime goes up. Yada, yada. Criminals, you think I'm kidding. Criminals rely on enough victims. It's like, you know, it's like having too many predators on the savannah. If there's not enough stuff to kill, the predators end up dying out. Now, if that was really the case in real life, maybe it would work out okay. But I'm telling you, predators predate no matter what. They are going to find people to take advantage of. Welcome to Blasio. Anyway, says customer traffic at Lids stores in neighboring New Jersey and Pennsylvania has actually increased 30% from a year ago. They all reopened at the same time. He said, we thought New York would be like the rest of the country, but it's not. New York, worst place to open a business, folks, or to try to run a business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.